The Emperor's Fish. Japanese Emperor says he is sorry. It was a present to the Emperor more than 50 years ago. But now it's causing a lot of trouble. Back in the 1950s, Japanese Emperor Akihito was presented with several bluegill fish by the mayor of Chicago. The Emperor, who was Crown Prince at the time, passed the fish on to a research facility next to Lake Biwa, Japan's largest lake. Scientists there wanted to investigate whether the fish could provide an abundant food source during a period of protein shortage in Japan following the Second World War. However, the action was a disaster as the bluegill fish proved to be very aggressive. They soon spread into the wild, where they destroyed large stocks of domestic fish. But just recently, Emperor Akihito has spoken of his regret for having accepted the fish and for introducing them into the food chain. And he is urging scientists to find a way to eradicate the bluegill fish. But one expert says that this could be impossible. "I feel personally responsible. I wish I hadn't accepted them," the emperor said.
Flaky employees. U.S. business to start new war. A new term has been created by business experts for a special type of worker, the flaky employee. So what is a flaky employee? Basically, it's the type of person who is very creative and full of useful ideas, but who never has the drive to see a project through to completion. A typical flaky employee, they say, is someone who, as a student, excelled in art, music, drama, and creative writing, although their inability to finish a project by its due date kept them at a steady C average. Business gurus say that this problem needs to be countered, and the best way to do this is by creating an environment in which an employee's creativity and initial enthusiasm is further encouraged. Small bonuses, more responsibility, and a more individualistic approach to employee-boss relationships is crucial, an industry expert explained, and the key lies with bosses. It is their job to draw people away from updating their MySpace profile every day. Experts say that this could help eradicate the growing problem of unproductivity, which is costing U.S. businesses millions of dollars each year.